Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Yo, 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 yo. Episode 177 of The Arms House yet again.
Arms House to your mum's house. Tell a friend.
Yes, man. We're going to come into this tune, Desmond Dekker and the Aces. It Mech.
Arms House, your mum's house.
You think I never see you when you accidentally bump me? Say, make your puppy a bit of why you accidentally bump? Is she crying out for ice water? Look at your ring.
We're filming a podcast.
I check you out on you. I dig you
out on you. You do me. I thought I'd bring the reggae flavors to kind of get people ready for 420 episode next week. You know what I mean?
Bring those reggae flavors, Talal. We've got big plans to get you absolutely fucked.
Yeah, boy.
We're talking edibles, bong hits, vape hits, buckets.
Yeah, let's see.
Back skins.
Let's not scare him off, because we're going to. The plan is to just get Talal as lean up as possible and see what happens. And then. Push
but don't
him
worry,
out.
We're going to do it at like 6 o'clock. We're not going to kick off early.
Yeah, let's see how we get on there.
Yeah.
But big up all the AHC crew, big up all the people in the live. How you been, man? I know you've been going through some shit yet again. You're
going through some shit as per usual.
As per, you know.
So I had a real knock to my confidence, man. On Thursday.
Yeah.
So you know how I've been on these anti-seizure drugs. Well, I've been taking them for like 5 months, 6 months. So I would have assumed I have like a little buffer, yeah? Like a little cushion. And anyway, on Thursday, because I'm coming down on my steroids to like 2.5 milligrams from 16.
Yeah. Dramatic.
It's like a massive difference.
Yeah.
I woke up and I said to the missus, I'm going to take 3 milligrams today, because this is just like, I can feel the swellings come back. And that's the most fucking awful feeling, like brain swelling. It's awful, man. And I woke up at 8:45 on Thursday morning and I took the tablets. There's so many, the steroids are white. The little white, exactly round, exactly the same as the vitamin D, exactly the same as the famotidine. You know what I mean? Like, it's fucking ridiculous. I'm taking drugs for my stomach to not let these other drugs bust up my stomach.
Yeah. Drugs to counteract the other effects of the other drug. Oh,
pretty
God.
Much, yeah.
And do you have like one of those pill?
I don't like that shit.
Do you have one of those pill cases? Where,
yeah,
Monday,
I fucking
Tuesday?
Do. The missus got me, like, we had to get a pill case, bruv.
Yeah.
I'm taking Boswellia, vitamin A to Z, vitamin D, like cod liver oil, fucking, those are just like the non-drugs. They're like over the counter. Then I'm taking lamotrigine, famotidine, dexamethasone, and like, fucking hell, man.
It's like another language, man. I don't understand any of that stuff.
So anyway, I took it at 8:45 and I was sick. At 9:05. And so we're like, shit, have I been sick from the, have I brought down the steroids too much? But that's not the important bit. Have I spewed up too soon to taking them? Have I not taken any benefits of that particular Thursday's lamotrigine? Which is like the anti, it calms your brain down. Mm-hmm. It just calms the electricity in your brain down. And turns out we phoned the clinical nurse and she's like going, can you see it in the vomit? And I'm like, love, I'm taking a billion drugs, which I've just told you. Like, that's why I told you that.
Yeah.
And they're all white. They're all exactly the fucking same. But they're not all white. They're like green and yellow, and then the rest of them are
But
white.
basically the same fucking round,
Basically, the same fucking.
light
And I'm like
color,
going
yeah.
to my clinical nurse, who's like a specialist nurse. She works on the brain tumor unit, and I'm like going, Christina, they're all fucking white. I can't see shit. And she's like, don't risk it. Don't risk it. Don't risk it. Don't take more of all of the drugs, you know
Of
what I
course.
mean? I'm like, yeah, fucking hell. But I should have said I'm gonna take the lamotrigine. And then Thursday, rest of the day, I'm working from home. I'm working from home now, and I come in here, give the missus a hug. I'm like, yo, half an hour left. You know what I mean? Chilling. I'll close the laptop in half an hour. Go back on the bed. And she's gonna go downstairs to Lidl. Like, she's seconds away from going to Lidl. No bullshit, bruv.
Jeez.
No bullshit. Seconds, bruv. And I'm sitting up like this, and my leg starts twitching. And I'm like, is it a figment of my imagination? Because that's what it kind of feels like. Because I've got no control over it. So you don't know if it's happening. If you can't actually tell for sure if it's happening, you just got to be like, is it getting worse? And then it rapidly got worse. And to the point where I'm going,
Oh,
like, to try
shit.
and call back in, to try and get some sort of control over my own fucking body.
You
He
felt.
comes in,
Sorry,
she
yeah.
comes in, and I'm now like properly having a shake, like a tremor, and I'm,
Convulsing.
yeah, convulsing, and my arms are locked
Oh,
and they're
my
pointing at the
goodness.
ceiling like this. And she said I was foaming at the mouth.
Fuck. You don't remember this then?
Yeah, I
Or you can.
remember
Oh,
everything
shit.
about it. That's the thing, because most people it happens to in their sleep, I think. It
Which is
happened to me
mad
when I was
dangerous.
fully compos mentis and working. Like, I
Fucking
was
hell.
switched on. Oh, bruv.
Ooh-wee.
And then she said my head was gonna smash against the bedside table.
Jesus.
So she's like going, she's like using her torso to like stop that happening, because she knows you can't like grab people who are having a fit and just move them. You can't do that. And
That's scary as fuck, man.
scary as fuck for her. Do you know what I mean? And then,
And you said she was seconds away from just going to, she was about to go to Lidl,
seconds.
and then you would have been in the house by yourself
Seconds
with
away.
that happening.
Yeah. And it was the most terrifying, because I can remember everything. I even remember thinking in my head, this is too much, I gotta give up.
Oh
And
shit.
I was trying to switch off. I was, because it was
Rod.
like, it was so much like pain mixed with stress, and stress mixed with pain, and there's nothing I could do. And I'm like, even I'm like really positive and shit. I was like, this is too much.
Yeah, but that's like,
This
mate,
is it. You know what I mean? This is it.
if you th obviously I'm not a doctor, yeah, but like, you know, the fight and flight thing, you know,
Yeah.
like it's a natural human fucking response to something when you're panicking, when you're something fucked is happening
This
that you
time
can't
I was
control.
dusting, bruv.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you must have kicked into flight and just gone, what the fuck? And like, it's just an
Yeah.
automatic function of your brain, I guess, you know,
Yeah.
of everyone's brains, you know what I'm saying? If you're put into like a
So
fuckery's thing. Jeez.
she's like accomplished me not smashing my head, and then I stopped breathing.
Oh, fuck. Because I was about to ask, what is the steps now? If I see someone having a seizure, what should I do? Like,
I
what
don't
is
know.
the. Oh,
I
you
don't
don't
know.
know. Okay, fuck. Because I
There's
don't fucking.
different, mine's different from having a like an epileptic fit, because mine's like a from brain tumor. It's fucked.
But you stopped breathing.
Yes, I stopped breathing for
Jesus.
what seemed like that must have been around the same time as this thing was really telling me just to like switch my body off in my head. And it felt like I didn't breathe for like minutes and minutes and minutes and minutes. And she says it was like 30, 40 seconds
Oh shit.
in reality. and I went blue in the face, and I woke up
I didn't realize it
to
was that.
Big Trevor putting an oxygen mask on my face from the paramedics, the ambulances outside and shit.
Oh, shit.
In my bed. I was in the bed. That's how I woke up, isn't it? I was in the bed, and Trevor was there. He's like, "Hello, Andy, mate. Hello, mate." You're trying to bring me round.
When you say Trev, you mean the ambulance guy, yeah?
The
Okay,
ambulance
okay.
guy, yeah, called
So
Trevor.
Mrs. called the ambulance then. So it must have taken at
Latina, am
least
I getting the steps right?
it must have taken at least 10 minutes for the ambulance to
15 minutes.
15 minutes they were there. Okay. Damn.
Two ambulances came,
But you had
one
so
rapid response and one normal ambulance.
yeah.
And I went to
Jesus.
the A40's fucking closed, and I had
Yeah,
to
of
go
course, yeah.
to A40 up to, you know what I mean, UCL, UCH.
But they'd stabilized you before you'd let, they let you they took you to the hospital, yeah, in
Yeah,
your bed.
man.
They got you breathing right, your heart rate and all that stuff, but
No, man, my blood pressure was
still, yeah.
ridiculously high at the hospital. My breathing was down, my oxygen levels were down.
Jesus.
I had to have these things on, this mask on, and then these things in my nose for the journey there, and then these things on my face when I got there. And they've got to bring your oxygen to back to 100. Mine was at like 97. And
Jeez.
then, like,
Damn. And
just imagine if she'd have gone to Lidl.
I mean, I can't. You know what I mean? I even said, because she messaged me when you were in the hospital, because I was trying to get in touch with you, and then she explained the whole thing. And I said to her, I said, like, fucking thank God you're there, man. I was like, I'm so happy that you're with him. You know what I mean? Like, imagine he was in that
You
apartment by
said that
himself.
before as
I've
well, you
said it
know.
before as well, but that really brought it home. But so you think it was literally because you puked out the pills that are
So
supposed to
anyway, I went
help
to
your
see the
seizure?
doctor
Yeah.
today.
Yeah.
This is like, he's put me on 16 milligrams of steroids again, and I'm like really off my tits all the time. But that was from Friday until today. So not many days. 3 days or whatever. And so I go to see him today, and he's reduced it to 8 milligrams of steroids immediately. And I'm like, okay, cool. But I'm not going to be doing the same thing where, like, out of worry and out of a bit of bravado, I'm trying to come down off the steroids to get the zero steroid. But, like, yo,
Don't push it, man. Don't
don't push
push
it,
it.
man.
You're right to have that frame of mind. You do eventually want to come off it, you know what I mean, with that goal in mind, but you don't want to push it, man.
The swelling, the steroids don't damage the swelling. They just control it. If you stop taking them, the swelling can come back.
Just goes, yeah, it just
So
free
if you,
reign.
when you get to that cut-off level, I think mine's around about 4 or 5 milligrams. Below that, three, you know, 2.5. I was on 2.5 trying to get through like the week with these ridiculous fucking headaches, bruv. Like they were unbelievable. We're
I
talking
bet.
about going from like the difference in level from the basement of Tottenham Court Road to the where you get out. Like that was fucking me up. The difference in pressure, bruv. And I'm asking him if I can go on the fucking plane to go to Barcelona in July. And he's like, nah.
No, forget it.
You gotta get insurance and that. But man, like, so
Also, in your day-to-day life, you want to stay stress-free as much as possible. I'm
yeah.
assuming stress also brings it on. Even you telling the story, because you're a passionate storyteller, theme. I can see
Yeah.
you going, "Hell, I like you," but then I see you like kind of like reining it in a bit, because I can feel it. Like, you know,
Yeah.
like the more you accentuate something, you can, you know, because it affects every single fucking part of your body, man. You know.
Yeah. I don't know if I can ever have. I wonder what my new norm is. And I realize that everybody doesn't know when they're going to die. Nobody knows that. But mine's like a lot more prevalent. I'm trying to avoid it.
Actively working
Actively
against it.
looking to avoid it.
I know.
And that's what's dragging me down just a little bit. And he
Of
said to me
course.
today, you can go for counseling just for uncertainty counseling. And I'm like, I don't know about that. I've got the almshouse, do you know what I mean?
No, but it still might be useful, though. I know you look at this as some sort of therapy and stuff,
I don't. But yeah, no, it might be. It might be. It might be
I
decent.
think it's worth it, man. I mean, if it's not like, obviously you've got to consider when you're taking chemicals and putting them into your body, then of course you've got to be careful and the weaning off of it and coming back on it and all these things. But with psychology and actually sitting, is that what it is that they want you to talk with a therapist? I think
It's
that's
just a
always.
suggestion. They can book me in for free.
Yeah, but you got to keep in mind as well, theme, yeah? We're all always changing, And, I don't know what my new norm might be to seven. I'm not comparing this to what you're going through because
No, I
obviously you're
know. I
going through,
realize
but
that, but
like,
nobody knows.
so, yeah, exactly. So you can't, I wouldn't fuck yourself over thinking,
I
overthinking
just
about
don't know
that
if I
shit.
can even like head the ball again. Do you know what I mean? Not like just do kick-ups on the beach on my J's. I like what's that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but theme also we're at an age now where again I'm not trying to belittle what you think because it's very valid things you're thinking about. But
I'm
mate,
thinking about life
this
things like going
yeah,
in the sea, swimming with Alex and Leo.
but you can still do that.
What happens if I get a massive wave to the head? Like,
Yeah, but okay, don't swim in mad choppy fucking waters. I don't like big waves anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, in general. And now, now at my age with my sciatica on my back, I'm careful now. I can't jump certain fences now. I gotta be careful when I'm doing this or doing that. Like we all have it to varying degrees. So don't think like you're alone thinking stuff like that, But I was thinking back when you were having the seizure and you said you were having these thoughts of like, fight and flight and like, just allowing it. Is that like kind of how in IT they go, yeah, to fix a problem you got to switch it off and on again, yeah. I think that was a version of that. Your body just going, you know what, switch it off and on again, man.
Yeah, man.
Scary
But it's a
fucking shit.
dreadful disease because it's
It's the worst
even
one.
if you did that, it would just still be there. Like, there's one person on the planet who has had this trial and it happens to have no tumor. It just happens to have no tumor. It's not the expected thing
No, yeah,
following the
nothing's
treatment.
expected. Yeah, nothing's expected. That's
It's
the
not
thing.
the, you can't give, you know, the doctor, the oncologist can't give you no confidence from that. One in 9 billion people on Earth. And he can say, he can tell you my symptoms are the closest out of everyone on the trial. That everyone on the trial is like five people this time. That's no bullshit, by the way. It's five. Out of everyone on the trial, my symptoms are the closest to his symptoms. And he said, no, that's interesting. And I'm like, why?
Doesn't really, yeah, exactly. Like we,
Because he said, like, no, this. My tumor's bigger than his. I thought it was smaller. He's had one dose of immunotherapy. I've had two, and he had no surgery, and I've had debulking surgery.
But think, like you just said, comparing yourself to him is
Is
basically futile, man. I mean, obviously, it has to
it
be done.
basically futile? I mean,
No,
it's
no.
proof that it does
For the doctors, it's
work.
important. For the doctors, it's important. But until this trial has been on 100, 200, 300, 500 people, then you can start working out the patterns and really kind of going into these sorts of details. You're, like we've said before, you're on the forefront of it. You're lucky to be on it. So far, I mean, it sounds like, at least with the seizure that happened to you, and correct me if I'm wrong, by the sounds of it seems because you threw up the pills, that kind of happened to you because you
But they
weren't on the
can't
pill.
tell you for
Yeah,
definite.
they don't know for
For
definite.
definite, he said that. He's like, yeah, it's because you, I said, dude, I thought I would have had a buffer. I've been taking them for 6 months. He's like, no, you don't miss it. You miss it one day and you can have a
But
seizure.
theme, get this whole for definite thing out of your mind, man. There's nothing is for definite. Yeah, like for real, like in any sort of medical treatment or anything like that, nothing is 100% for definite. It's just, taking your chances, keeping a positive mindset and keeping that fight up, man. You know what I mean? Which you're doing, man. And
But how long can you
if
keep a positive mindset?
what
What you're
would
saying is absolutely right.
yeah.
But what are you, what, how long can you physically and mentally do that when the answers you're getting are, we don't know?
Yeah, but you got to come up to peace with that, because like you already mentioned, we could all die at any fucking moment. We don't know ultimately. Yeah, a bomb right now could come flying through my window. I mean, like God knows. You know what I'm saying? A plane could crash and land on my head. I mean, the crazier things have happened. You know what I'm saying? I could be driving my car and a drunk driver just swipes me and takes me out. You know what I mean? Like these things happen every fucking day to everyone. You know what I'm saying? And we don't sit here dwelling about it because we don't have like, you know, like you have where you have x-rays and people showing you the
Constant
picture,
reminders
constant reminders of what's happening. You know what I mean? And
of
this
your
thing that's
mortality.
trying to take you out. You know what I mean? And of course, it's going to overwhelm you. Of course, it would overwhelm anyone. But that's part of the psychology of it and the therapy thing, maybe, you know what I mean? To kind of settle these, to make you come to terms with it, to help you, you know, kind of. I don't know, man. I fucking don't know,
You
bruv.
know that people say I'm a bit weird and I'm fucking crazy and I'm a bit loud and I'm not. I reckon I'm actually pretty mentally strong,
Yeah. I
because
100%
people have been
can
saying
vouch
to
for
me
that.
like, "Yeah, I would just fall apart. I would just crumble." And I've been saying, "You wouldn't. You'd be doing the only thing that could save your life." And they'd be like, "No. I would just fucking curl up in a and die." And you read things about people, and they do that, and you know. I mean, I've got that. I've still got that.
Yeah. And so you should, man. And you have people around you who love you, who adore
Oh my
you.
days, bruv. Oh my days.
Yeah.
Big up my first ever brethren. Please don't say his name.
No.
And he set up a GoFundMe.
Oh, yes.
And he's like, basically, what I'm going to do is set this up. And he's in a band, and he's going to add a little fee to the ticket prices, put
Oh,
that in
wow.
there, and all of that goes straight into there. And then he's put 10 bags of his own money in.
Damn.
10 bags of his own money in.
Crazy.
And I big up everyone who's donated already. This is for in case I lose my job,
Yeah, just for the
because.
unpredictability of this whole
Yeah.
situation you're in, to have a bit of a cushion there. Because, like we were saying, just sorry, I didn't mean to butt in here. I will let you continue. But we're just talking about the unpredictability of all these things, yeah.
Yeah.
And the you cannot be definite about anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And to have a cushion and to lower your stress, because all these things build and add to the stress, which is the thing you're trying to avoid the most. And something like this, it's an incredible idea. I'm so glad he did that. Like when you told me about it, I was like, it's genius. Of course, we should have done this a long time ago, man. But that's incredible, man, that he's done that. There's a GoFundMe. The link is below. This is to help theme have a cushion of sorts, you know, because everything in your future is so unpredictable with your job, with this, with the rent, the mortgage, all these things that are adding to your stress, that are adding, like hindering your healing, you know, and to give you that little cushion. So please, people, whatever you can contribute, man, you know, if you're in a position to be able to,
The
please.
target is 50K, and there's like 11K there. 22% is fucking unbelievable in a couple of days.
It's mad.
So, thank you so much to the people who put that out, man. That's astonishingly nice of you, and I won't be able to repay you. I won't be able to do it.
Bruv, just stay alive, bruv. That's what we want. That's what everyone wants. Okay? Like that's payment, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So don't, you know, don't think about anything like that. Damn, son. But yeah, so please, people, the link is below. If you can, if you're in a position, I know everyone's struggling. We all got problems. We all got shit going on. You know what I mean? This isn't a demand of you, but if you do have the position to donate a little bit towards it, to make the unpredictability of Theme's life a little less stressful, please
Well,
do.
because I've got to tell my employer, big up my employer.
Yeah.
I mean, they've done about 6 months. And the doctor, when I went today to chat to him about my steroids, he's like, "I can write you a letter if you want, saying whatever you want."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Oh, shall I go part time?" And he's like, "Yeah, well, I'll write you a letter saying I recommend you go part time. And I can write you a letter saying, I don't know where I'm going to be day by day for 3 more months. Like how I'm going to be, whether I can come in. I'm calling the office every day to tell you if I'm coming in or not."
Yeah.
And I'm like, 3 months, because I was looking to go back to work. Remember, I'd done Tuesday and Thursday last week in the office.
Yes,
Fucking hell.
well.
I was going into the office like with severe headaches.
I know, because you've been feeling guilty. You've told me as well that you've been feeling guilty, and your work have given you so much grace, and they've shown so much support for you by the sounds of it. I mean, you know what I mean? From what you've been telling me, they've gone above and beyond, you know what I mean?
Above and
But
beyond.
even though there
Especially
is.
for like one place, they've got one office. Do you
Yeah,
know what I mean?
exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's mad, but also it shows as well, again, your character and your work ethic and what they've seen you do, before you had to go through all this shit. You know what I mean? That's why they're supporting you and showing you love and trying to be there for you and all that stuff, So, big up them.
Mate, I've got a fucking rant,
Go on.
and it's about going to hospital.
Yeah.
So imagine my luck, yeah? I'm going to hospital because I got glioblast fucking toma, like
Yeah.
the worst thing. That's the worst luck anyway.
Pretty much.
Do you remember the first time I went to A&E? Junior doctor strike. I was having to go outside to spew on the pavement
Oh,
and then walk
yeah.
back in and like not lose my space in the queue. The last time I just went just now, because I can't go Charing Cross. I have to go to fucking up the A40 to
Yeah.
King's Cross,
The specialist one, yeah.
Euston. Yeah. No, because it's where the trial is.
Ah, okay, yeah.
It's the closest A&E to the trial. So I've got to go there and fucking junior doctor strike. So as soon as you walk in, there's just
Just
burr
a sea of
peeps.
people. Yeah.
And I'm
Fuck's
like,
sake.
what the fuck's going on? Both times, I'm already going for something dog shit. Both times I go, the strike is on.
Fuck's sakes, man.
Fuck sake. But luckily, I came through the back on a bed on an ambulance, and I was just like
Yeah,
that.
yeah.
Wagga,
See ya.
see ya.
Just pay these doctors, motherfuckers, man. Pay them what they
What they
deserve
want,
at the end of the
baby.
day. You know what I mean? Jeez, brother. I reckon it's ad read time, man. Thanks for breaking that down for us and everything. Because I got a shit. No, because it's important. I mean, I want to know, you know what I mean? Because when I
And
heard.
I haven't spoken to you properly this week because I went to hospital and that. OCB ad read. One of the key points that sets OCB apart from other brands is its use of organic and sustainable materials
Oh,
in
yeah.
its products. The paper range includes OCB Ultimate, Premium, Virgin, Organic Hemp, and Ardos
The
Rice.
rice one here. Yep, we.
OCB Organic Hemp was the first ever paper produced with a pure organic hemp paper made with 100% natural Ahmad, sorry, Arabic gum.
Habibi,
Habibi's getting
shout out
high.
OCB, man.
HGH, what was that?
Oh yeah, Habibi's getting high. Man, yeah, big up OCB. They show us some love, so we show them love back every
Bah.
time, man. Themos, I wanted to get into something as well because
'Cause you like nonces.
I'm a hip hop head. Yeah, nothing to do with nonsense. Yeah, well,
Yeah.
Afrika Bambaataa died. Yeah, a couple of days
How did he
ago.
die?
I think he had an illness again,
How old
complications.
was he?
I really don't know. Probably in his
All this talk about death,
60s.
and we don't know
Yeah.
anything about it.
I think I saw something, complications with cancer is what I saw. There was nothing like, I don't know. I don't think anyone knows exactly. But yeah, so Afrika Bambaataa, we've mentioned him a couple times. There's been allegations against him. I just don't think a lot of people who listen to the pod, I don't think they even know or have heard of who Bambaataa is, why people even bring him up, like what's his significance. And I've been watching since he passed a couple of days ago, some people praising him, a lot of people going, nah, he was a nonce, fuck that guy. But one thing that cannot be denied is his contribution to the thing that I fucking love, which is hip hop culture. Yeah. Hip hop. When I got into it in the 90s, in the early 90s, I was very narrow-minded. I was only about the hip hop that came out at that time. Afrika Bambaataa is before my time. That's like 70s, 80s. You know what I mean? From the Bronx, the beginnings,
Zulu Nation.
before the term hip hop even came about. Another thing, Theme just mentioned Zulu Nation. I don't think a lot of people really know about the Zulu Nation even, yeah? And I kind of wanted to break it down slightly, yeah, very quickly. I'm not going to go mad deep into it, and I might get a few things wrong here and there. So please, if you know a bit
68
better,
years old, he passed away.
okay. He wasn't even 70 yet, okay.
No.
So I just kind of wanted to break down. Okay, I've met Afrika Bambaataa twice. Yeah, once in the 90s and once in 2014. Yeah, in the 90s we did a hip hop night down in central London, Greek, not Greek Street, Rathbone Place, off Oxford Street. We used to do a hip hop night there once a month with the TMS lot. Shout out Fro and Ben and Murphy and all the crew. And we used to go flyering, you know, back in the day. What would you do? Flyering? You'd stand outside venues and you'd be handing out flyers. And De La Soul happened to be playing the day before, a couple of days before. So some lads went there, and apparently Afrika Bambaataa was there and all this thing. So they handed out mad flyers. And then at our event, fucking Afrika Bambaataa turned up with the breakdancers from the De La Soul. De La Soul didn't turn up, all like them three, but their dancers turned up, and Bambaataa turned up to our night. If you imagine in 1998, I think it was, or
Really?
99, yeah.
So you lot were 17, putting on this night.
Now we were 18, 19, yeah. We were.
I was 17 in 98. I was always.
I turned 18 in 98. It might have been 99, to be honest, this night that we were doing, because we were definitely over 18. They wouldn't have rented us the venue if we were under 18. Like
Right.
it was a
It was like a
drinking venue.
legit.
Yeah. It was in a bar, you know what I mean? Anyway, and it was right near the end of the night. And I remember my dad being there, because I had to take my turntables there and everything. And my dad had the car, so he came to pick us up to like when we were packing out, you know? And I saw him chatting with Bambaataa. My dad and Afrika Bambaataa were chatting just outside where the dance floor was thing, yeah. Anyway, and I was like, rah, what the fuck is he doing here? You know what I mean? Jesus Christ. And then it was all a bit of a whatever. And then in 2014, okay, I'm sorry, I'm jumping all over the place here. Yeah? So I was very narrow-minded in the 90s when I was first getting into hip hop. I was only about the new shit happening, and I didn't really know about the era before the 80s and the 70s and the origins of hip hop and all that stuff. But as I progressively got deeper into hip hop and hip hop culture, obviously, I like most people would do when you get into something, you want to find out about the history of it
Yeah,
and you know
naturally.
the pioneers of it, and like you know what came before I got into it. And that's when I started learning about the Zulu Nation, Afrika Bambaataa. And just to break it down briefly for people who might not know, back in the early 70s, the Bronx in New York, I think it was Nixon who was president, the Bronx was going downhill. It was a fucking slum, yeah. But the people there were still trying to enjoy their lives, yeah. So what they would do, they would throw parties. They would throw parties in these blocks. And everyone would chip in a dollar, and they'd help someone in that block pay their rent for that month. You know what I mean? That's how these parties kind of came about. Or it'd be a birthday party, or whatever. And then Kool Herc obviously famously invented the merry-go-round thing, which was looping up the records, which then became into hip hop as the technology advanced as well, when people could use drum machines and all this stuff was happening at the same time as the music. Yeah, and Bambaataa was one of the big dudes at that time. You know, there was Herc and the Hercaloids and all that, and then there was Bambaataa. Bambaataa used to be in a gang called the Black Spades, which was the biggest gang in New York in the 60s and 70s. Have you seen that film, The Warriors?
Yeah.
Yeah, The Warriors is a great film. I recommend it to anyone, but it's a bit of a fantasy version of what was actually happening in New York. It's inspired by real events. And there's a documentary called The Rubble Kings, which I would definitely recommend people to check out. It tells the story of all the gangs in New York, the Black Spades, the fucking, I don't know, the Tomahawks. They'd all wear their jackets with all the fucking, you know, shit on the back, and they'd all be fighting each other and gunning each other and stabbing each other. And they had a big meeting to kind of like bring peace among the gangs, but then the leader of the biggest gang got stabbed and killed, and then like it kicked off again. Bambaataa went to Africa, yeah, and then he came back a new person, yeah. This is how the story goes. This is how I was told about the story. And he came back and he changed the Black Spade, which was the biggest gang, and he, rather than battling over corners and stabbing each other, he got people DJ battling and MC battle toasting and breakdance battling, you know what I mean, b-boy battling and stuff, and like kind of changed the Black Spades gang from a violent street
into a
gang
hip hop outfit.
into a musical cultural thing, man. Like, he coined the phrase peace, love, unity, and having fun, which is the Zulu Nation kind of umbrella
Motto.
term, motto type thing, and he created, like we mentioned with Coma, remember, it's jazzy, jazzy, jazz, that sample from that death rap mix or whatever it was called, the death mix. These mixtapes that Bambaataa were doing, basically shaped all the drum breaks, the Large Professors,
That are used in
the
hip
Pete
hop
Rocks,
today,
the DJ Premiers. They were all kids watching Bambaataa, listening to these tapes, learning about the records and stuff, fixing, and then they created the hip hop that I fell in love with, you know what I mean, in the 90s. So as I get deeper and deeper into this, in 2014, I end up going to the Zulu Nation party in New York. There's a 5-day event. Every year they were doing it. It doesn't really happen on a level anymore since the allegations came out and everyone kind of like flipped on Bam. And then hence it just hurt the Zulu Nation a lot. And this happened like 2016. I was there in 2014. I'd always kind of heard things about Bambaataa. I'd heard a lot that he was actually gay and all this stuff, which I was like, all right, fine, you can be gay. But in the, you know, in especially back then, and especially in the black community, being gay wasn't so easy to come out like that, you know what I mean? And so there were some people saying he was undercover gay. And then, as you know, with homophobia, a lot of people relate gayness to pedophilia. And so there would be rumors about, oh, he's gay, that must he means touch kids. So it was kind of up in the air like that. No one, like, nothing solid, you know? But then now, listening back and hearing some people's stories, like, it was a lot more obvious, yeah? Like, for example, there's this interview with Vlad, yeah? That, fuck, where is it? Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, so here, this is Melly Mel, yeah? Who was down at that time. This is him, what he's talking about Bambaataa back in the day.
Accusations of Bambaataa, about the molestation charges and everything else like that. What's your take on that?
Well, I mean, it's not like people didn't know, or
Secret.
it's not like it was something that was unknown, in other words. But it was just
Really?
something that was, it was like, maybe hip hop's best kept secret or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
So he's saying it's hip hop's best kept secret, even from back in the 70s when they were throwing these parties. Bambaataa was like, grooming these young boys and shit, man. And like, he had this thing. I remember seeing one guy come out, like saying how he had this black book where he'd like build up like all these, like he'd groom these kids basically, yeah, which is just so awful to think about, man. While he was, and okay. Another reason why people are so sensitive about calling him out for his allegations, they somehow feel like if you tarnish Bambaataa, you're tarnishing hip hop. Yeah?
I've read comments like that on Instagram.
Because he was so, he was such a pioneer early on, but he wasn't the only one. Yeah? There was, like I mentioned, Kool Herc. There was DJ Hollywood. There was a bunch of people in the mix as well. He just, Bambaataa got tight with, Blondie and her man. What's Blondie, the singer? What's her name?
Blondie.
Vampire Freddy knows every. No, she's got a name though. What's her fucking name? The name of the band is Blondie, and her, I guess. But anyway, he moved. Basically, he moved the parties that loads of people are doing. Kool Herc, all these people, TC, Islam, Jazzy J, all these people. He moved it from the Bronx, from these slums, and they moved it to the Ritz in Manhattan. All these high class. Clubs in New York where all these white people were going, you know what I mean? And English people and people from all over the world would be obviously in Manhattan. And so he'd be DJing at these parties, and then that's kind of helped it become a worldwide movement. He was very instrumental in that. But there was a lot of people playing their roles as well, but that's
Who was
why
playing it at the Ritz? African Bambaataa
Africa
as a
Bambaataa.
DJ.
Yeah, as a DJ, he kind of was one of the main guys who kind of took it out of the slums and the mixtapes that were going around just around New York and shit, and maybe some going up to Philly. Some it was spreading a little bit, but moving it to the Ritz and these big upper class kind of clubs in New York, where these guys from the slums weren't allowed in there, by the way. It was all, you know, it was a upper class kind of people's, and then that's what kind of helped it become more of a worldwide movement. That's why he was so instrumental in it, and the Zulu Nation and all this stuff. And oh yeah, look, I got this. Yeah,
You've got a Zulu Nation necklace.
no, I lost that ages ago. But I got this when I was there in 2014. I got a New York map. I thought, look, this is a special occasion. There were so many hip hop heads there, and writers from all over the world, from Australia, from Japan, from like
All
the
I can see
Zulu.
is a massive Fres reach.
Well, yeah, there's a Frez in that corner, Amber in this corner. Look, there's a cap throw up at the top
Oh, yeah,
there.
boy.
This is Lord Finesse here, DJ Red Alert, fucking Pop Master Fable, fucking Jamalski. Everyone was there, man. Oh yeah, there's a fucking DJ Randall. DJ Randall was there doing a
What, from
drum
the
and bass set
UK?
from the UK. Yeah, he's part of the Zulu Nation. Shabam Sadiq, DJ Eclipse.
Rest in peace, DJ Randall.
Yo. Oh yeah, fuck, I forgot he passed away as well. Jesus. Said G, fucking everyone. And look, I got the Africa Bambaataa one here, man, right in the middle, because he's the Zulu Nation, you know what I mean? I was thinking, yeah. Yeah, Jazzy J here, fucking, I got fucking everybody on here.
Jazzy
But yeah.
J.
But there we go. Yeah, so this, I used to have it in a frame, but the frame broke, and so now it's just folded up with my thing. I should. Oh yeah, Immortal Technique was there, fucking. It was a mad event. It was really a fucking cool thing to witness. Yeah, the whole thing, you know, as a whole. There was a 5-day event. There was a graffiti day. There was a breakdancer day for the B-boys, and there was the, you know, the rap and hip hop one. And there was a big concert at the end at SOBs in Manhattan, where Soul Sonic Force, Bambaataa's crew played, and fucking who else did I say? All them Fab Five, you know, Fab Five Freddy, fucking Q-Tip, part of the Zulu Nation, you know,
Q-Tip was
Tribe Called
there.
Quest, Q-Tip, no. Q-Tip came and did a DJ set.
Is he on the map?
Nah, I couldn't get close to him. Ice Cube was there as well. I couldn't get close to him. Ice-T was there, performed. Couldn't get close to him. But in the crowd, you know, I was in the crowd with a bunch of people. It was a crazy event to witness, man. It was really, really fucking cool, man.
Sounds dope.
But it was also a little bit depressing because all the venues it was happening in, it was like 400, 500 capacity, which was great for me because, you know, it's more intimate and it was there like that. But I was thinking, this is, we're celebrating the creation of a genre that came out of America. This should be in Madison Square Gardens, you know what I mean? It should be in a big venue. Like, this is hip-hop. This is like one of the biggest, best fucking exports out of New York, and it was just in some shitty little fucking community center in Harlem. You know, the Black Theater. Anyway, man. So yeah. So it was a mad thing to witness that. But then, yeah, a couple years later, the it really came out. It was a guy who was part of the Zulu Nation called B Stinger, was his name. He was the first kind of guy to come out, but he had written a book and he was selling his book, his
So everyone thought
memoirs.
it was a blag,
So there was an
a
element of like,
sales
oh, he's
blag.
trying to sell his book and he's just pulling this out. But then another person came out. Then another person came out. Hakeem Campbell, I think, is, no, what was his name? I can't remember. Then it came out, you know, Assassin. What's his name? Theme, I beg you on your phone, look up who the names of the rappers in Assassin. Yeah. He did a memoir years ago saying how Bambaataa molested him when he was 17 years old in France when he had been visiting. And then a bunch of other people started coming forward, what they'd seen, what they'd heard. Bambaataa, one of Bambaataa's security guys came out and said, yeah, I've seen a lot of stuff like that. Yeah, it's fucked up. And it's like, then I was convinced. I believed the accusations. Yeah. As much as I didn't want to, I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt, whatever. But I believe it now, you know what I mean? Ages ago, I believed it, you know? What was it?
Arsenic, MERS, and Gazza.
Oh, okay. No, okay. I can't remember. But yeah, there was bear stories coming out, you know, because, you know, it's like an avalanche. Once one, especially with this, like proper horrifying things like this that happened to kids, you know? But what's fucked, this all happened in the 70s, a lot of them. So the statute of limitations means a lot of these People couldn't even take him to court. But then a couple came out that were recent enough to take him to court, and they did. And they ended up winning in the court case, but
Because he
it
didn't
was
turn up.
because he didn't turn up. You know what I mean?
I
And
mean,
he's.
why would you not turn up?
Well, exactly.
If you're facing charges like that, you'd
Yeah.
be a fucking weirdo to not turn up or guilty. So
Exactly.
that, I mean, that's
Exactly.
it.
And he obviously, the Zulu Nation kicked him out as leader as well, like, you know, pretty much very soon after that, the big allegations came out in 2016. And I've heard he's just been in Europe since then. And he DJs at parties, but he doesn't. If you okay, he's a pioneer of hip hop, but if you go see Bambaataa DJ, he's never gonna play hip hop. He plays all the breaks and stuff that he was playing back in the day before hip hop was invented. You know what I mean? Kraftwerk and this and that, like
I know
Electro
exactly what you
Boogie
mean.
and yeah, all that
Yeah.
stuff. You know, he's gonna be playing. But he
But.
also got into electronic music and EDM and shit like that. And I think that's more what he was known for later on. You know what I mean? Playing like house and shit like that, you know, as opposed to hip hop, as it were. Yeah, so yeah, and KRS-One came out a little while ago, just after the allegations came out. He got a lot of heat because of what he said about it, yeah. And I want to talk about KRS-One with a bit more nuance, yeah. I think I see a lack of nuance. People going, "Oh, he's defending a pedo. He's defending a pedo. Fuck KRS-One." Yeah, that's what I hear from a lot of people. Yeah, but if you really break down what KRS-One said, again, I don't agree with KRS-One. I don't agree with him, but he's not. I don't look at it like he's. Well, he kind of is, though. That's the thing. It's kind of fucked up. Basically, there's a long history of black leaders being discredited by the powers that be to keep black people down. Yeah, this has been happening for hundreds of years. Yeah.
Yeah.
And KRS-One, if you really listen with nuance, the whole thing with this interview with this lady, when he's like kind of where people are saying he's defending Bambaataa because he says Bambaataa is untouchable. Yeah, he goes, he's a pioneer. There was no hip hop before Bambaataa. He like if you if attack if you, he was basically trying to intrinsically link hip hop with Bambaataa, saying he's untouchable because of what he's done. I completely disagree with that. Yeah, but if
That's
you,
not that's the that's not true for anyone.
well, that's what I'm saying. But look at Trump. He's in the Epstein files. He's corrupt beyond everything, and he's still fucking, you know, he's still leading the world and doing his thing. Yeah, you know what I mean? Imagine Obama tried to do that. Yeah, he would have been lynched a long time ago. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you know, it's not right. It's not good. But you know, he kind of has a point, you know, and he's like saying he looked at these allegations, especially early on when it was coming. He was like, they're just trying to take down another black leader. They're trying to discredit him. They're trying to discredit what he's done and you know what we've built with the Zulu Nation, which was really doing moves. It was like quite a powerful thing, you know what I
It
mean,
was
at the
quite
time.
big, wasn't it, the Zulu Nation?
And if you think of hip hop as a communicative tool, you know what I'm saying, and the Zulu Nation being quite a strong force in that within that
Yeah, and it was
culture, you
very
know.
kind of positive and
And it was
peace
basically,
and
yeah,
love.
peace and love, but also black power and civil rights and all these things were linked to it as well, you know? And it was a very strong, big thing that KRS-One just didn't want to see just come get torn down by this one fucking dude doing fucked up shit. So he was desperately trying to clamber to kind of hold on to this thing. But when he said, no, Bambaataa's untouchable, that's where the fucking problem is. You put any one person and you linchpin this whole fucking culture onto one person, that's just it's a recipe for disaster, man. No one is perfect. Yeah, you cannot lynch everything onto one human being and go, yeah, he's now the Messiah. He's untouchable. You cannot fuck with
His
this guy,
name
no
is
matter what he does.
Jesus.
You can't do that, man. You cannot do that. No one
Jesus.
is untouchable. You do some fucked up shit like that, you should be found accountable for it. And that's another thing KRS-One said in that interview. He said, look, take him to court. If he's done for it, boom, throw him in jail, throw away the key. You know what I mean? He also did say that. He goes, but right now it's all speculation online. We're lynching him online now. You know what I mean? Like that's kind of the angle he was coming from. But again, with
Only
all
because he
this.
didn't show up to court, bruv.
No, but that happened way later. This is like still 2016, 17 when KRS was saying this. Like this was still when it was still all online, the rumor mill. It hadn't actually gone to any court case. Now KRS is a lot more quiet about it now. Like, you know, he's definitely learnt better, I hope. You know what I mean? I mean, I haven't chatted to the guy, but I've seen him not talk about
Your
it.
best mate, isn't he?
I mean, yo,
Chris?
let's see. But Yeah, so look, I'm just saying, rest in piss, Africa Bambaataa. Yeah, he fucked up. He did some horrible, horrific things. He affected so many people in a negative way, even though he affected so many people in a positive way as well. Yeah, but I cannot salute the guy. You know what I
Endorse,
mean? I can acknowledge what he did.
co-sign.
I can acknowledge what he did. We can't just erase history. You
Yeah.
can't. Yeah. So it's about acknowledging what he achieved, what he did, and then rot in hell. You know what I'm saying? Let's move on to bigger and better things. And also it's a big lesson in, again, giving one person so much power, so much leverage. Of course they're gonna abuse that fucking power and that leverage. You know what I mean? Like if you
Look at
give
Prince
anyone,
Andrew.
I mean,
Look at
yo.
the Epstein files.
That look at all that shit, yeah. That's where the issue lies, man. And we still tend to do it in this day and age. And I just think it's always going to end in tears if you do that. If you linchpin everything onto one person and go, he's the Messiah, he can do no wrong, he's the whatever. It's like, nah, that's never a good thing, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so fuck that guy, basically.
Let's move on
Yeah.
to, oh, did you get the look at your
Screenshot
reach,
sorry.
the person who's won the competition?
Ah, for fuck's sakes, no. But I pinned the comment on last episode. I did look at it, but I
Excellent
didn't
work.
screenshot it. I
Excellent
did.
work.
So if
So
you go,
let's move in
no. Let me read it out though. You're right.
to
Let me.
that, and then OCB graph critique. Howard Bah.
Let's do that, man. All right. So the winner from last week, the OCB competition for the T-shirt and a goodie bag from OCB is Misty Throws. He wrote, "Got a bit of everything this episode: tube
Yeah, he
bombers,
did.
haircut advice, book reviews, and a new tapas piece." Fire! Big up, Misty Throws. Let us know where to send you that care package from OCB slash almshouse.
We're filming a podcast.
All right, yeah. Is it time for a bit
Is
of graph
that
critique?
all you're doing? Yeah, it's all we're doing, bruv. That was the police, wasn't it? I like super
I wanted
dark.
to play a little bit of this. This is
Party people.
the song that Bambaataa is most famous for, yeah.
People, party people, then you'll get funky. So sign and force, then you'll get funky.
Funky.
The Zulu Nation, then you'll get funky. Yeah, just hit me. Just face the funk.
Yeah, anyway, fuck that guy. Yeah. what are we gonna do? Graph critiques. All right, let's get into it, man.
Powered by OCB.
Arms house to your mum's house.
Yes. All right, let's get into this. A quick one from last week. Is it this one?
We've had a
Tell
bunch
me
of emails. I'm already locked out of the email again.
again.
Yeah, it happened just now
Nah.
when we were recording. It went bing, you need to put in your password.
For fuck's
I
sakes.
put
Oh,
in the
okay.
password and there's it's going to send you a text.
Yeah. Fuck, I had a thing ready and it's not there. Okay, fuck it. I'll get it. I'll get
Loads
it.
have been sent into the email.
Yeah, but from one dude. Anyway,
Oh,
let's
really?
start with this one. Yeah. Also, shit. Before I forget, we have a skateboard competition as well. Keep sending in your entries to the email. Make sure you headline the email, skateboard competition. Basically, we're going to pick a winner and your artwork will get to be printed on the back of a skateboard. It will look sick, whether it's digital art or whether it's
What I
a.
want to know is where is people like Metsky, like the doodle Don,
Yeah.
the sketch Don. Where are people, where are people like that?
I'm telling you now, look, we've had a handful of entries so far, but not a massive amount. So if you
Yeah.
send one in, you have a very good likeliness of winning. You know what I
Of
mean? So
winning.
keep them things coming in, man. Yeah. So yeah.
Unless people have been working on them for like 2 weeks and making it the fucking nuts.
Well, let's see. Here we go. Theme, can you see that on your screen?
Yeah, I can, yeah.
I don't know what it says. PW. ITS Pwits. Wheat.
Is there
a tag around here? There's no tag telling me what it is. It's a bit high up. It was up a ladder. You know, you can see up here. It's blue and yellow fill, white outline, grey border, pink round the outside of that. Pretty scruffily done. Loosey-goosey, you know what I mean? It's all right, though. It's got a little method to
it's
the
all
madness.
Right.
I don't know about this massive fucking drips he's got going on. Like,
yeah, look at the one on the S.
Yeah, exactly. Just like...
fucking...
Oh, 2019, by the looks of it here, if that's what this 19 is. So a few years ago. Pwits? Pwits?
How come we can't read it?
PW. I don't know what this is.
And was that a five?
No, it could be an exclamation point. So PW and TS with the exclamation. Oh, fuck knows, man. I've given up. I'm trying to.
I'm
read
saying,
it.
Is that not an S? Is that a five?
At the end.
Yeah.
Oh, put five.
Put five.
Maybe. I mean, fuck knows, man. For fuck's sake, at least do a fat tag here of your piece, so we know what it fucking says.
Of your tag.
Yeah, the tag. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You said do a fat tag of your piece.
Yeah. Oh, right.
But anyway, yeah, I mean, he's brought in the yellow into the blue quite well.
It's a bit ugly from my...
It's a bit like rushed, but for rushed, it's quite well done.
Yeah. This isn't his first piece. I can see that.
This ain't his first rodeo.
Yeah. Even though, look, like, you know... Yeah, I mean,
he's gone right over that fucking street art.
You know what? I actually know this dude. He's Brazilian, the guy who did this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's a cool dude, though.
Funny how you know him if he's Brazilian.
Well, I know, yeah. Look, I think it's cool. It's graph, bruv. You know what I mean? This guy seems like he's, you know, on a bombing tip. He's got that style of like a bomber, but I might be wrong. You know what I mean? He's trying out some things, which is cool. I like to encourage that sort of behavior. It's a bit all over the place. It's a bit messy, scrappy-do. So I can't give it a super high score, but, you know, it's fine. It's cool with me. This drip, though, as well, that that's just giving me mad amounts of jokes. I'm going to give it a 4.5, man.
I was going to give it a 4. Let me zoom out on that. Yeah, that looks a lot better.
Does it sit all right as well? I don't like this fade he's done with the pink around it. I know he's trying to separate it from the background, but...
Yeah, I think that's all right, because otherwise it would just be the grey.
Yeah, but the way he's done it, like, you know, like, it's just mad scruffy do, man. You know? That's it, really. And then the white outline with a light grey border. You should have swapped maybe the pink and the light grey, maybe. I don't know how that would come out, but you know what I mean? But yeah, fuck it.
That'll I'm giving it a 4.25.
Okay, cool. And it's up a ladder, like I said. So, you know, there's always going to be tricky doing stuff like that. All right. I think this is the second one this chap has sent in. It says Serb. I'm pretty sure he sent stuff in before. S-E-R-B. Looks like an illegal thing. Looks like a park or something. I don't know where this guy is or girl. I think it's a guy, though. Serb. I had a mate who wrote Serb back in the day.
But he was a Serbian killer.
He actually wasn't Serbian, but he used to, like, basically, he used to change his tag. He was one of them dudes who always used to change what he wrote. And he'd write the names of cities that had been bombed in a war. So he was writing Q8, like a Q and a number 8. And then he'd write, like, Iraq, and he'd write Serb, and he'd write...
Londres.
Yeah. Anyway, this one here, it looks like it's a chrome dub with purple bits going through it, black outline, black shadow, and the purple one time. It's, again, you know, quickly done by the looks of it. A little bit scruffy on the R and the B.
I can't get behind this, bruv.
Nah, why not?
This is my least favourite bit of graph that we've had on. The S is just way too... No, not... I mean, today.
Yeah, okay.
The S is way too skinny. The R kind of looks like those R's where... this bit isn't connected and it's going over. But the B...
Yeah. It's the worst.
Come on, man. You've got the R going equal distance in it around its hole. What happened to the B, bro?
Yeah, exactly. You got it on the R there.
You got it
Why
on the R.
is the B fucked? Yeah, I think the B he's got like he's steadily gotten worse. I think you're being harsh about the S E R. I think
The
those three
S, I
letters.
can't stand S's like that, by the way.
Right, okay. I'm not
You
a
see where
massive
it
fan of
comes
it.
down and it's super skinny and it's like the biggest
Like
letter in between.
looping.
The letters are getting smaller, A,
Yeah.
like physically smaller.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
And I just can't stand that. There's so many S's that you can do if you don't do that shape
Mate, I've seen
coming
so
down
many
like that.
worse S's. I agree with you. I agree with you. I much prefer like my S's to I can see what he's trying to do, but you know, just
Yeah, I
having
can
it kind of
see
coming
what
up
he's
there.
trying to do.
But I think it does the job. I'm not as offended by this like you are, man, by the sounds of it. I
Yeah,
think
I'm
he's
properly offended.
yeah, we
And I'm
found
half
your
Serbian. And I'm just, what's the purple bits? Like, is that because he's got no chrome?
No, he's trying to do something there, you know what I mean? I think it's all right, but yeah, maybe he ran out of chrome because he's filled in half the R with purple. The rest is just little dots and kind of sporadically done. So maybe that's why it's roughly filled in as well, because he's running out of paint. So he's like, fuck it. He's done the rest in purple. That's very possible.
That's why it's even more important when that your outline is good. The letter shape is good. The letter, it isn't shit, and then you fill it in a dusty fill. Like dusty fill's got to be nice, crisp letter outline for me. I mean, the E is just like what?
And that's a perfect example of I don't want to say this is toy or TB, but the more experienced you are in painting, especially in illegal situations like this, and you can like the more experience you have, the more you can look at your paint and know exactly what you're going to be able to do with it. Like a lot of people who aren't as experienced, they'll start doing a dab with what they have, and then they'll realize halfway through doing it, fuck, I don't have enough fill-in color. I'm not going to have enough color. What am I going to do the one time in? Fuck it, I did the outline in this color. I should have done it in that. Like you should think of these things beforehand. You know what I mean? Like and it should become instinctual. You know what I mean? As opposed to just realizing halfway through. But you've got to make these mistakes to learn from these mistakes. And I'm not saying for certain that's what's happened to Serb here. I'm just speculating here, you know what I mean? But I'm not as offended by you. I think the B is gone off the rails for a dub in a park, you know what I mean? Again, I'm kind of comparing it a bit to this as well. I kind of prefer the Serb to this thing, man. Even though this is like more colorful and got a piece, I prefer the Serb to it. I gave that one 4.5. I'm going to give this one a 5. Theme is shaking his head.
Look
I'm
at
giving
your
this one
inch. 2.8.
2.8. Fair enough, man. All right, this was sent in by. Oh, this was. He was actually at the Graph Jam last year. He writes D Easy. I think he's. I don't want to blow up his spot, but I think he's from Romania. D E A S Y. It's experimental. It's a bit all over the place. Matt, it's black outline though, and he's got purples and reds and pinks and shit going through it. It's all wavy and a bit weird.
I
I
can't
know.
really make this one out. Yeah, it's a bit like
It's a D there. It's like kind of, I think
he
what he's trying.
doesn't know how to do graph.
Well, look, it is messy. You can
And he
see.
doesn't care, so he's like carrying on doing it his own way. Because what's the outline is not like.
It's not a solid outline. This is kind of there is a whole school of graph that's like kind of
Oh, really? Am I going to get shut down now for being out of the loop.
What's it called? Like, but like.
Anti-style like 2 weeks ago.
Not anti-style. Fucking. There's a word I'm trying to think of.
Post-modernism.
No, like biological, as opposed to regimental. Like, oh man,
Organic.
organic kind of thing. Like, not organic though. Like you know. Okay, so when you're doing a normal letter, you draw out the letter,
Self-taught.
you fill it in. No, and then you outline a solid outline, put a shadow on it. You know, that's the standard graph. But there's a lot of people who have like throughout many years, like kind of, you know, they'll leave part of the outline broken up. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
And
yeah, yeah.
they'll have, rather than have like, you know, like we call them bars or whatever, or sausages or whatever that you link up to make letters. Some people make them more, you know, like a biological thing, you know, like it grown out of like, you know, like that kind of style. That's what I see when I see this. It's not done well.
Like
And I think,
aliens, you're talking about.
yeah, like an alien organic bio kind of thing. Like, you know, I've seen some people kind of go down that route, and it looks like this is what he's trying to achieve here. And I think it is based out of maybe a lack of technical ability. You know what I mean? There might be a bit element of that because it's very messy. There's some lines that are mad confident though. And then there are some like here like outlining the S that are just like a bit fuzzy and a bit shitty,
Yeah.
you know? So
And how is the Y a Y?
yeah, so it's like a U here. You can see the U,
Yeah, I can see that.
and then there's a little thing coming down there, which makes it a Y. You see what I mean? Like
Well,
I'm guessing,
that
because I
little
know it,
knob,
yeah, that little knob bit there.
that
But
little sheep foreskin.
look at the E. Look at the E, bruv, man. The E is
Yeah,
just
I
so
know
ugly to me,
the E's,
man.
yeah.
Yeah,
Like it
D-E-Z.
looks like one of those characters that's got the pull down nose like that.
Yeah. And I think if I remember correctly, when he sent this to me, he had this whole like kind of arty spiel he was writing. He was like, yeah, I like the way I brought the colors in and the way it merges in with the background. I'm like, bruv, shit, man. Like, you know, allow all this arty farty talk. It's whack. But, you know, whatever. You know, keep doing your thing. Whatever brings you joy, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
yeah,
giving
keep.
it slightly more than the last one. I mean, I'm.
Oh, right. You hated the serve that much. Okay.
No, actually, no, I'm going to give it less than the Serb.
Okay.
Just because you flicked between the two like
Yeah,
that.
yeah, yeah.
So whatever I gave the Serb, I think it was 2.8.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm going to give this 2.4.
Okay, cool. DEZ, I know he's a big fan of the pod. Salute, brother. You're obviously deep member of AHC. But mate,
Look at your
I'm
reach.
giving
Look at
you,
your reach, bruv.
I'm giving you, what did I give the Serb? 5, and then the other one was 4.5. I'm gonna give you a 3.5, DEZ. Keep sending him in though, man. You never know. Maybe I'll grow
How
accustomed
did you
to your
spell
style.
that? D-E-Z.
Yeah, so the letter D.
Yeah.
And then an E
Yeah.
A S Y.
D-A-Z. Okay.
D,
That's an A.
E, and that's an A there, yeah, with the thing, with the X in the middle there where it's supposed to have the hole in the A. Yeah, trust me, it says DZ. I know it does.
What?
He did a piece at the Graph Jam. He was a really cool bloke, man. Really nice guy. Salute to him, man.
Salute to him for coming to the Graph Jam.
Exactly. And we got to pick a date for this year's Graph Jam. A couple of people have reached out, said, when is this year's Graph
I
Jam?
just told you, people, I can't commit to shit.
you can't commit shit in the next 3 months. No,
Yeah.
we'll pick a date though. We will pick a date and we'll do one.
How are
Maybe
we going to
next
do our
episode.
annual trip to La France when,
We
I
can
need to get
drive there.
insurance.
Can't, but is the insurance to get in the plane or is the insurance to
No, I
leave
can't
the
get on a
country?
plane. I can't get on a plane.
Yeah, okay, so you can still go by
The
car, yeah.
pressure in the head from
No, of
Tottenham Court
course.
Road to the top of Tottenham Court Road,
But I'm
let
saying
alone a fucking plane.
I know you can't get on a plane, but yeah, okay, cool.
So it's for the repatriation in case something happens.
Yeah. Okay. Last week I did talk about drone graph. Yeah, drone graph. I said it's the future. People are gonna start as drones become more accessible. And then someone sent this in. I just want to show it to you quickly.
Oh, my days.
Of course, it's a cock and ball set.
It just hits so well.
There's a drone here drawing a cock and ball set. He's just done the head, and then he's done a smiley face in one of the nut sacks. Yeah, just to kind of show you that
It's on its way, bruv.
it's happening.
You
It's
weren't wrong,
happening.
were you?
It's happening,
And
people.
it's funnily enough, it's gone straight to cock and bull set.
Oh, mate. Well, look, I think in a way, you see how they say technology, all new technologies either starts in military or in porn. Yeah, like the new technology will be used for military and porn, and then they'll find other use. Oh, you can actually use it to help you do this and that and that. But it all starts with porn and fucking a military. I think in graph, everything starts with drawing a cock and balls in different ways. Whether it's with an extinguisher, whether it's with a spray can, pen, like it starts there with the
Like me and
drone.
my dad's house.
And like you and your dad's house. All right, we're going out to this song. Is that 6-7? Is that this guy? I don't know who this fucking guy is.
This is a British geezer.
Okay, because it says 6 and then Roman numerals. Oh, 6-6, maybe. That's a VI. Oh, I don't fucking know. What's his name? Do you know?
Is that the right one?
Yeah, yeah. The Overview by 6V. Yeah, 100%.
6-7, yeah.
Yeah. It's not 6-7, though.
I'm just going into it.
Why did you pick this tune, brother?
Because it's absolutely banging.
Okay, cool. This is called the overview by this fucking guy, whoever he is. Let's go. Yeah. And there's a music video. I don't know if you know. Peace, people. We out, man. Leave a comment. Leave a like. Sending in your graphic critiques. You know what I mean? Leave a comment. You can win us some OCB goodies. Yeah, man.
Leave the comment when you get the OCB goodies as well, so we know that you've got them.
Yeah, boy.
Tell us if it was a sick package or not, because they usually are.
It's six-figure music.
Yeah, man.
Baby.
Tag us in it.
Kept it real by the code. Never snitched, never told. Used to whip it on the stove. Throw an ice, make it hold. 10 toes doing road. Throw a whole 10 at my bro. Couple times we took L's. Took them on the chin, that's how it goes. Kept it real by the streets. Break a bird and then we eat. But I ain't talking about me. If it lives on land, I don't eat. Get my protein from nuts. Get my protein from seeds.
Anyway.
Wait, pause, B.
Get my protein from nuts.
Get my protein from nuts. Get my protein from seeds. Anyway, that's enough. Cause I start going off. Plugged in, I'm in the cut. Money march, run it up. Used to hit him by the bench. Them days I was hitting tens. Nowadays I scared of X, Fizz, AZ and Skeever in the Benz. Them my niggas, them my friends.
Guess what, I didn't know there was a video for end. This.
Yeah, I know you did. You never.
Overdosing on the next high. Talking platinum about a tech tie.
Look at
talking
your
bad, yeah, my n***'s fine. Talk demons where I met mine. Wife, you bitching about my ex side. Now my side, you bitching about my ex-wife. Got my stress high. These niggas couldn't understand me. I live a next life. Got no help, I'm not a leech. Growing up, it wasn't sweet. Rocking dead swag on Mufti Day. All the gal them used to crease. Looking by me on a sunny day. Had to go and get some money made. If Poppy sent it underway, he experienced the underpay. Get the brick out the package. Get the skill, see the damage. If it's short, then I back it. If it's good, grab the magic. Me and Polo talking Spanish. Water whip, he understand it. See the rocks, they're tragic. Call this down the Titanic. Whoa. Grab the press, I put the pressure. Scoop the grams, whip the extras. Different food and different textures. Plug don't talk, I just text him. Attack 10 birds, he said I sent it. Feds trying to intercept it. I just encrypt the message. Whoa, whoa. They came straight out the trenches. My shoot is at the entrance. They don't care about what you benching.
Yo, it's 4:20 next week, people, all right? Big up, big up, big up. Poof. I got a mad surprise for you next week, Theme. I'm telling you, bro.
And I'm going to love it.
Yeah. You're all going to love it. I'm telling you. Peace.
Real bad man.